Bismillah, alhamdulillah, wa salatu wa salam ala rasulillah, amma ba'd. In today's lesson, the third lesson on the first 10 days of Dhul Hijjah series, we'd like to cover the topic, how can we receive and prepare ourselves for these 10 days of Dhul Hijjah. The very first thing we must remember for receiving and preparing ourselves for these great 10 days of Dhul Hijjah is by cleansing our hearts, purifying our hearts, rectifying our hearts from all sorts of diseases and sickness from it. And the way we should do that is by leaving off sinning. Because as we know, sin is what causes the prevention of the forgiveness of Allah and His mercy in all affairs. For that, we must make tawbah to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, a sincere tawbah to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because tawbah leads us to success in this life and the hereafter. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم وَتُوبُوا إِلَى اللَّهِ جَمِيعًا أَيُّهَا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ لَعَلَّكُمْ تُفْلِحُونَ. And turn all of you in repentance to Allah, O believers, in order that you may be successful. And also Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا تُوبُوا إِلَى اللَّهِ تَوْبَةً نَصُوحًا. O ye who believe, repent to Allah with a sincere repentance. And also Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, after repenting to Him, from that which He promises, just like we mentioned about the success, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also mentions in another ayah that He says, مَنْ تَابَ وَعَمِلَ صَالِحًا فَأُولَٰئِكَ يُبَدِّلُ اللَّهُ السَّيِّئَاتِ حَسَنًا وَكَانَ اللَّهُ غَفُورٌ رَحِيمًا. That whoever repents and does righteous deeds, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will convert his sins into good deeds. وَكَانَ اللَّهُ غَفُورٌ رَحِيمًا. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the most oft forgiven, always, always forgiven, and most merciful. So, the people of knowledge mentioned firstly that one should repent to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with fulfilling its conditions. And those conditions are that first and foremost, that you must stop immediately the sin, the act of the disobedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You have to stop it immediately. So that's the first condition. The second condition is to feel remorse for the sins that have been previously committed. So whatever you have done, whatever you have committed, then you have to feel remorse about it. You have to feel bad about it. You have to feel regretful what you have committed of that disobedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that sin that you have committed. And lastly, and is to have the intention never to return to it again. Once you immediately stop disobeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and once you feel bad about it, then the last one is never to go back to it, no matter what. So whoever sticks with these three conditions, then inshallah, Allah will accept his tawbah. So the Muslim should receive any good seasons of the year in general by being honest, sincere, constantly repenting, avoiding sins and oppression. For sinning deprives the Muslim from Allah's mercy and keeps his heart distant from Him. Another thing we should do is that we should seek knowledge pertaining to these 10 days of Dhul Hijjah, like its rulings, innovations, voluntary deeds, so one can worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon clear basira, upon clear insight, knowledge, not merely just ignorance or blind following, as is the condition of an acceptable righteous deed, which is the condition of the acceptable righteous deed, which are well known, is two. So the first is that you have to have ikhlas, sincerity. And the second is that you follow the sunnah of the Messenger of Allah alayhi salam, contrary to the innovation. So these are the main two conditions for the righteous act, acceptable deed. But some of the ulama, they add that from the conditions is that you are a Muslim. For if you're not a Muslim, then what's the point of being sincere and following the Messenger of Allah when you don't even accept Islam? Another way that we can prepare ourselves and to receive the first 10 days of Dhul Hijjah, which is the most important one, is that you constantly remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in abundance by making dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in abundance. Because even the munafiqun used to make dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu, اذكروا الله ذكرا كثيرا. O you who believe, remember Allah with much remembrance. Not just remember Allah, but with much remembrance. As for the munafiqun, what does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says about them? وَلَا يَذْكُرُونَ اللَّهِ إِلَّا قَلِيلًا. They do not remember Allah except a little. So this is the two qualities and characteristics of the believer and the munafiq. That the believer remembers Allah, but the munafiq, وَلَا يَذْكُرُونَ اللَّهِ إِلَّا قَلِيلًا. He doesn't remember Allah except a little, the opposite. Another way that we should prepare ourselves of the first 10 days of Dhul Hijjah is that we, and the way we should receive these first 10 days of Dhul Hijjah, is to express gratitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. To show or to display a shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Why? Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has bestowed upon us by providing us with this great opportunity to obtain His generous rewards for the righteous deeds performed during this season or time of the year, and allowing us to live to see another season like this, which so many of people in the past could even make it with us today, to obtain these great rewards, especially in the light of the fact that many people were denied this opportunity. Many people were denied this opportunity. How many were with us just yesterday and today they're dead? How many were healthy and today they're ill? How many yesterday they were righteous and today they're neglectful? This is the reality of the matter. That you have been given another chance, and that this is what we should do in showing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with showing with gratitude and the shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So it is upon us, my dear brothers and sisters, to be thankful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to show shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to show this gratitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for His generous favors that He has bestowed on us, that He has blessed us with. And we express our thankfulness and gratitude through righteous deeds to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that is what a shukr really means. By showing through your voluntary actions, such as giving sadaqah, reading the Quran, praying the sunnah, praying tahajjud, fasting, and etc. By just constantly doing right, you know, voluntary deeds with the intention of being showing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala your gratitude and thankfulness, your shukr. Another point is that we should be generous and striving upon displaying kindness to Muslims and families and others. and also to forgive your brothers and sisters of their minor mistakes. Even if one owes you money, if one owes you money, you should forgive him, or at least extend the due date to return the debt he owes you. Also to strive in either making islah, rectification, or suluh, or reconciliation, between two people who have fought, who have some discord, who have some differences, or even have some tensions. So if you bring that, that's a part of a sadaqah. So if you can, if you're able to, and you have the wisdom and the qualities and the techniques of bringing them together, which is something khair, then go for it. Because there's a sadaqah to it, and there's a great reward to it when you're binding two hearts that has been cut off. All of what we have mentioned has its reward and status. And lastly, every good season should be received generally with the serious and persisting intention to gain the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For the one who is honest with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah is honest with him. And we close with a statement and conclude with it. وَالَّذِينَ جَاهَدُوا فِينَا لَنَهْدِيَنَّهُمْ سُبُلَنَا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, as for those who strive hard in us, in our cause, we will surely guide them to our paths. وَهَذَا دَعْوَاتُنَا وَلِلْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ.